You're listening to the Deal Farm Podcast with Ken Corsini. Educating, inspiring, and connecting you to real estate deals. And now, your host, Ken Corsini.
Hey, this is Ken Corsini with the Deal Farm on today's Best Deal Ever episode. I'm joined by Ben Rayo, president of Community Buying Group. Ben is a fellow member of the Collective Genius. He's been a real estate investor for the last 12 years, owns a ton of rental properties, actually owns a property management company as well. But I'm super excited to talk to him a little bit more about Community Buying Group because I think it's an affiliation that just about any real estate investor can benefit from. So Ben, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, Ken. I appreciate it. It's just really exciting for me to be on the be on your show and be talking to a movie star.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure about a movie star.
Oh, I've seen you on TV.
Maybe a D-list reality star at some point in the distant future. Who knows? But dude, I'm stoked to have you on the show, man. I know we've talked. We tried to nail down this date for a while, so I'm glad we finally made it happen.
Yeah, absolutely.
So Ben's, for those folks who are familiar with Collective Genius, Ben's also in the Collective Genius with me, knows a lot of the same folks that we do, and he has put together a really, really, really cool program for investors in a way of saving money on materials, but we'll get to that in a little bit. Ben, I want to know your story. I mean, before you put together Community Buying Group, I know that you were a real estate investor, but how did you even find your way into real estate?
I think the first time I ever really got excited about real estate goes back to the first time I ever bought a house. It was my own personal house. I actually was single, out of college, bought a house, and I rented out the bedroom, and it paid for half of the half my mortgage. And I'm like, wow, this rental property thing really makes sense. Have somebody help pay your mortgage.
Absolutely.
So I picked up one or two single family homes throughout that period of time, and during that time, I was really doing a lot more in technology. I sold software and big servers to small to medium companies, and small to medium companies might be buying something that's a $10,000 server or $1 million server. So much bigger than what we look at small to medium companies. A lot of experience there, and I'd done well and knew I wanted to be in real estate. And about 10 years ago, I started buying single family properties and renovate them. Actually, the first real deal I did, I didn't mess around. I took the plunge and I bought a house for like $80,000, and the water had been running in it for 2 weeks.
Oh no!
It was like a 4,500 square foot house.
Wow!
And it didn't scare me just because it was a $350,000 neighborhood, and I got it for $80,000 and brought a remediation company in, and we tore all the drywall out, put it all back together, and I was hooked after that one. I mean, of course you hit a grand slam on your first deal and it's like, oh, this is easy.
That's
right?
No problem. I can do this over and over.
Yeah, made $80,000 on this first deal.
Wow.
And it's like, wow, okay, this is easy. And then I got back to reality and started buying, stuff that was under 100K and fixing it up and putting tenants in it, and probably had six or seven rehabs going at a time, and started to build a nice rental portfolio for myself, and learned a lot, made a huge number of mistakes that, had I just been probably in a more connected and with networking and mastermind groups, I could have probably been much more profitable, but it was still working. And, I've been doing that now for 10 years.
And so basically buying, fixing, selling, while at the same time also compiling sort of a portfolio for yourself.
Yes. Yes. Back to the whole, have somebody else pay your mortgage, and cash flow it, and just, keep kicking that can down the road and having somebody else pay that, and just building, more and more equity and more long-term wealth, and doing some flips along the way for more of just an income purposes. And about 6 years ago, I started to get the idea that, man, there is an awful lot of people. Some people say there's 5 million mom and pop type real estate investors in the United States. And I'd been networking in a lot of the different RIA groups and all the places you would think that you would go network in a local market. And just a lot of people were looking to me to say, hey, Ben, how are you doing this? What are you doing here? And who are you using? And, and it was simple stuff too, stuff like, I need to get gutters done on three properties and I don't have a good gutter guy. Who do you use? And my mind was spinning about how do we build some kind of ecosystem or platform or connections type of a. And I wasn't looking to build the next Facebook. I just wanted to make it a place that was easy to see, hey, who else is a real estate investor in my local community? And, you know, who are they using to help them to do the work that they're doing and just kind of create some networking? And but we needed a way to make money. And the way to do that kind of came from a previous life when I was selling technology, because I dealt with a lot of hospitals and they all belong to buying groups. And so I saw them starting to combine into a lot of they consolidated because they were looking to get volume pricing. And there was a lot of group purchasing organizations in that industry. I'm like, so why don't we just kind of do both? Let's create this community of real estate investors, and we'll package it together and we'll go out and cut some deals with large national suppliers like a Lowe's or a Sherwin-Williams or insurance products. And the members will get a little better pricing because they're part of our co-op or our community. And those suppliers pay us a little bit of money. And I thought I was going to get rich. This was going to be easy. And I found out it was much harder than I ever expected. And as I was working out of the garage of one of my rental properties with myself, my border collie, Charlie, who's in the office every day now, and a couple of part-time people. And it just dawned on me, I got to figure out how to make this work and make a pivot.
Interesting. I mean, it's such a need for, you know, there to be buying power for real estate investors. And it's so interesting that, I mean, it wasn't until 5 years ago that you're the one that said, you know what, somebody needs to fill this space. I think I'm going to be the one to do it. And what a great space to be in. You know, interestingly, you know, my brother years ago worked for a company here locally, Carpets Plus Color Tile. Have you ever heard of, you know, most people have heard of Color Tile. They've been around forever.
Sure,
of course. They were bought by Carpets Plus. Well, that's here in my backyard. My brother worked for them for a while. But it's the exact same concept, except it's just specific to flooring. And yep. I sort of watched them grow that business. Same thing. And they just basically are bringing on members who get great discounts and then in turn pass it on to the, you know, their clients. And you've basically done the same thing, but now it's specific to real estate investors in a couple different trades. Really, you're plugging in all the trades that a real estate investor would need to be successful in their business. And
yeah, the dream is to really have it be something where there's amazing amount of value to people that are part of the community outside the discounts. Mm-hmm. I mean, the discount part of the business really took off, but it didn't take off until we built an affiliate channel. So we were going out to like RIA groups all over the country, people that had software products, private lenders, and saying, look, if you'll join as an affiliate, we'll take our entire program and brand it as a value add for all of your customers. And that was the pivot mm-hmm. that we needed to be successful. I've been a serial entrepreneur. I've not worked for anybody for 20 years. And there's always like a couple of points in a business that you're like, okay, this is the way I saw it, and it's not going to work exactly that way. So we're going to make a slight pivot. And those pivots are really how you figure out how to get successful, because it's, if you don't make the pivot, you typically go out of business. And that pivot was the affiliate channel. It gave us the leverage to get out to tens of thousands of people and get our message out. And it's taken a long time to build the brand equity and trust that we have, because in the beginning everybody said it's too good to be true. What do you mean our members are going to get a little better pricing and we can provide this as a value add and you know, what's in it for you and all those things. And now it's we have about 350 affiliates all over the country.
350 affiliates, and how many members?
We have about 15,000 active members. Okay. And then those affiliates represent about, I'll say, 60,000 to 70,000 real estate investors. So, you know, a percentage of them are coming in and taking advantage of some program or doing something. And I think that we will probably, by the end of 2017, I think we'll probably be three times.
Really? You're growing that fast now. You've sort of hit that momentum now where you've got that exponential growth.
We have, and we're bringing some other value adds to the table and doing some other things for members. And it's been a lot of investment. I mean, I've taken all of our profits and reinvested in adding good people, upgrading technology, upgrading our marketing team. You know, it's like that's another thing, man. You grow a business and and you're an entrepreneur and you're out working it yourself, and you know, maybe you're just going around to your different projects and it's you and a part-time person or one other person, and now we've got 18 employees and someone that's part-time, and that's just a totally different world of awesome. I never had to worry about anybody else except for really kind of myself, and so I'm really proud about it, but it's also something that's like, it's very different to manage people, and it adds a whole different level of complexity to your business.
Sure. No, I can imagine. So basically you came out, did real estate for a number of years yourself, or had success there, saw the need, built this business, but are you at the same time still doing real estate on the side? Are you still accumulating houses and flipping houses?
I am. I had a great deal last year. And it was a couple of duplexes, and it was interesting. And this is where it's, you know, you really want to try to figure out. I talk about networking and people knowing that you're in the business and people knowing that I'm in the business. Sometimes deals kind of gravitate sure. towards you. They're like, yeah. Hey, you know about this? Or, and so a lady that had rented from me was actually a caretaker for an older woman. And so she was like an in-home nursing type person. And she called me one day and said, hey, I've got a client that's got it's got two duplexes. They're sitting empty. She's doing nothing with them. And one of them has water damage. And as soon as I hear water damage, my ears
yeah,
up.
Money.
Anytime that I can, I love deals that need remediation. If it, you know, whether that's lead-based paint, whether that's asbestos, whether that's water, whatever it is, because it's all fixable. But then you're buying stuff, you know, very cheap. You know, pennies on the dollar, just because people don't want to deal with it or they don't see the opportunity. But this guy called me and said, hey, I've got a lady that is trying to get rid of these properties. I said, let me go take a look at them. And I went back and said, hey, would she be willing to hold a note back? And she said, no. 4 months later, the phone rang again. And she says, I think she's willing to talk to you again. And she called me back. We put a deal together. She held a note back. I came to the table with really no out of pocket. I rehabbed them with my own money, and I kept them, and those four duplexes are cash flowing more than $1,500 a month.
Nice. It was.
And now I've converted it from hers, now that they're performing, to a local bank that has really great rates. And so I'm like financed at like 5%, and which added another, you know, $150 or more a month in cash flow. And it's just like, you know, it doesn't have to be. They don't have to be home runs, but to me, that's like an amazing little deal.
Oh, that's
deal.
A beautiful thing. Yeah, well, that is sort of the advantage of being so well networked with you. And I know you network like crazy, man. But to be that well networked, to know that people know that you're still buying, you're looking for deals, I'm sure that deals are dropping in your lap. That's just part of being in this business. That's why it makes sense to go to RIAs and to get to know the other folks in your business. And even though your competition, because a lot of times your competition can be some of your best sources of deals. So to be as well networked as you are, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's no different than you and I going out on the basketball court and going and shooting and knocking each other down. And I mean, you'd knock me down a lot more than I'd knock you down. I'm more of like probably an ankle biter for you. But you know, then when we're done, then we're gonna go have a beer, hang out. And you know, it's like these people are so worried about competition, and that competition can't do every deal, and they're seeing deals that you don't know about. So if they come across a deal that doesn't really fit them, or they don't want it, or it's not in their geography. I mean, look at all the stuff that goes back and forth between all of us, you know, throughout the country. Hey, who knows somebody in this part of the country? Yep. I've got a deal. I've got something here. And it's like, great. It's
all the time.
It works.
Yeah. All the time. Yeah. Other folks in town that are doing a lot of deals, we're trading deals all the time. To me, it makes so much sense to get to know the folks that are in your backyard and swap deals with them. But that's for you specifically though, because you are so well networked with so many people in your network. What a great opportunity to have deals drop in your lap too, I can imagine.
Well, the other thing too, and I say this to people, I'm like, hey, if you've got something going on in another city, I can almost guarantee you I know somebody in
that's
that city.
That's true. Yeah, absolutely.
Doing this because, you know, between the 300 affiliates, whether those are RIAs, lenders, you know, whatever they are, and, you know, 15,000 people across the United States, and then we go to 20 to 25 events/shows. Expos a year. We just know a lot of people.
Sure. Yeah, you probably are about the most well-connected dude as many events as you go to. That's crazy. Hey, so what do you have on the horizon? I mean, I know you've got the community buying group up. It's cranking. You're on a growth rate. But what else do you have coming up?
Well, it's, you know, it's part of the passion, what is, it just kind of keeps me motivated and moving is I love helping other people. You know, there's been people are encouraged me to say, hey, you should go be an educator, go do that and go or go speak and do that. And I don't really want to go. I don't really want to go do that and be, you know, a guru and sell. I'd love to maybe go do some speaking and doing some things to help people to better their business. I really look at everybody in the real estate investment space as entrepreneurs. So if we can teach people to be better business people or entrepreneurs, I've got a little bit of passion there, and that's kind of weighing heavy on my mind over on the side. But short term, you know, we're going to take another stab at some technology and kind of get back into a little more of that. And I've got this passion to build a app that helps people to be able to quickly analyze and walk through a property and figure out, is it a deal? So if you could imagine walking through a property that you just found out about, and within 6 or 7 minutes of walking through and doing a quick inventory, that you could figure out, is this a deal? Put in your cost of money, you know, all the different pieces and some different risk factors, and put all that together, and to be able to quickly analyze it. And then if it's a deal, you can dig even deeper into that. And when you get all that done, you've got this great tool to go out to a private lender to say, here's my due diligence and here's what the deal looks like. Or if you're bringing in somebody that's just an investor for you, that's bringing money to the table and you're splitting deals. I mean, it gives you just a great tool to say, hey, here you go. So we've got that in the hands of about 50 or so real estate investors. And we've got it in the hands of a lender doing some beta testing on some stuff. And, you know, hopefully in the next 90 days or so, you're going to hear a lot of noise about this new exciting
That's software. And is that something you're going to end up giving away, you think?
Actually, we are not. I don't think that we're going to be giving it away.
I think a price. There's nothing wrong with that.
We're on business to make money. The price point would be somewhere in the neighborhood of, you know, $200 a year, something like that.
Yep. Where you can price your projects kind of on the fly. Now, are you going to have any pricing built into that based on like a member's discount pricing?
That's the future. I think that's like revision three, yeah. Is, you know, hey, build your own SKUs, yep. In and things you're using, whether you're doing business at Lowe's or Sherwin-Williams or Home Depot or wherever you're doing, and be able to put those in there. So then you get even tighter. You know, I had the vision of having packages of things like my A, B, and C appliances, mm-hmm. and or here's the kitchen that I like to do, and all those SKUs are combined. And so, yeah, that's definitely a future, and it could make a lot of sense. And certainly to be able to say, you know, whether you're a member of Community Buying Group or not, this product would be available to you. But if you were a member of Community Buying Group, maybe if you were going to spend $25,000 being a CBG member, you might be able to save $1,100 on that deal if you were a member.
Mm-hmm. Now, I think that would make a ton of sense for folks that actually had their SKUs. They could actually go in there and price it down to the penny and know what their discount is. Well, so speaking of which, let's talk about that for a second. I don't know if people completely understand the benefit of Community Buying Group. So if you're an investor out there and you're just walking into the retail outlets and you're just spending retail on all your material, most investors probably don't realize they don't have to be doing that. So maybe talk to us for just a minute about the advantage of being a member of Community Buying Group.
Sure. I mean, we all know that the more you buy, that the better pricing you typically get. You know, gigantic companies spending millions of dollars, you know, maybe getting 20 or 30% off on certain things that they're buying. It's tough for smaller investors that are only spending, you know, $10,000 to $100,000 a year to really get any leverage with a big box store or buying something else. When you become a member of Community Buying Group, you're coming together with tens of thousands of other real estate investors, and we're getting the leverage of all of those people, and the volume and suppliers have given us contract pricing, so our members get some preferential pricing. So, for example, at Sherwin-Williams, almost everybody has to buy paint. I don't care if you're a landlord. I don't care if you're flipping. Paint is a big part of a deal. If you're part of CBG, then you're going to get up to 40% off on like 200 different SKUs and like 25% off on all the accessories and paper and tape and all those kinds of things. So that's great because you might walk in the store and although you may be getting a discount, it may be 20%, which is still great. But I mean, if you could reduce your paint costs by another 10 or 15 or 30%, that's a pretty big impact to your bottom line, especially when you start taking that against doing multiple projects throughout the year.
Sure. Yeah. You do 10 projects in a year and you add up all the paint you've put into that. Most people don't realize they could be getting discounts. Even at, you know, a couple deals a year, if you're part of like a community buying group, that adds up big time. But it's not just Sherwin-Williams. Maybe list some of the retailers that you guys have in your program.
So when we talk about things like materials, today we've got Lowe's, we've got Sherwin-Williams. There's some back office stuff too. So as crazy as it sounds, we get a lot of people coming through our chat or giving us feedback. They love the discount at like an Office Max or an Office Depot. If you're doing any printing, you know, so if you're printing flyers or you're printing stuff to hand out because you're going to your networking meeting or you're doing signage and those type of things, the Office Max, Office Depot, I think we're doing colored paper, not colored print, but colored paper with black ink, and they're like 4 cents each.
Wow.
So if you, yeah, so I mean, it's just little stuff like that, and that all adds up in different parts of your business. Build a sign, it's 20% off and free shipping. So all kinds of signage that you make, whether that's a bandit sign or whether that's a pop-up banner. I've started using those retractable banners in properties, whether it's a rental or whether it's a flip. And for $67, I can do custom artwork on it, have it shipped. I put that up in a property, and it just merchandises that, hey, new cabinets, new floors, you know, great bathroom, local schools, whatever you want to put on there. And it comes at a very low cost to advertise, and it just looks like, hey, you've got it together a little bit better than the next guy that they go to look through a house.
That's pretty cool.
We've got this amazing insurance program, REI Guard. That program is designed for real estate investors. So one of the problems when people are rehabbing houses is that you usually have to get rehab insurance. Most of those companies charge like a minimum of 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
So you're paying 6 months up front, and they don't typically prorate it and give you a refund. They hold that. So even if you do the project in 4 months, they're not giving you the last 2 months back. REI Guard charges you monthly, and they don't have to go out to go inspect the property because they do it all over the country, and they look at different things. They look at the value of the house and those things. So they can usually write insurance very quickly. So that's a big one. I use that for my properties.
Mm-hmm.
And it gives you a lot of flexibility, especially if you've got like kind of a mix of I'm doing a flip or two and I've got some rentals and you're just getting that monthly bill, and they easily move things off and on in that schedule on a monthly basis. So
that is huge. That's huge for real estate investors to have a good source for insurance, for builder's risk. And then, like you said, for rentals, and to have one person to go to and not multiple channels. That's awesome.
So we have about 20 different suppliers, you know. We got a lot of people that are rehabbers, but they also have contracting business. So like Sunbelt Tool Rental is a big national company that rents tools. And we've got $50 and $100 off coupons for those, and 10 to 20% off rentals depending on the term. So again, it's just a lot of different things to help people save money. Some of them you don't get discounts. You know, I promote Rent Manager, which is a property management software. Mm-hmm. I've used that for the last 9 years. There is no discount. I'm just saying I know this company. I've used it. I trust it. And we don't get any revenue share from them in any way. But it's just like, hey, here's a tool.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of the same thing with the insurance. I've used that. But you're not going to get a discount on insurance. It's just not the way it works. But it's a good product. I've used it. It works. And it offers a nice tool to help somebody with their business. So we're going to continue to add more stuff and more suppliers and tools and things like that, just to provide more value to our members. But a member can join Community Buying Group for $99 a year. So it's not like it's going to break the bank. So if you're doing anything, if you're spending $5,000 a year on materials, you're going to get your money
absolutely
back. We've got some people that are spending $800,000 or $900,000 a year, and they're saving a tremendous amount of money. But you know, most rehabbers are going to spend $50 to $100. And with our program, they're going to save $2,000 to $3,000.
That's huge. That is awesome. Yeah, if you're paying retail right now, like why would you be paying retail if you could be a member of a group like this?
Well, you bring up a good point, because a lot of people that are listening may say, well, I already get discounts. Well, I already have an existing account. Existing accounts work with our program. So a lot of times people have an existing account, but we may be able to give them a better price, or a portion of our discount may stack on that. So I don't want to steer people off there that are doing, you know, a fair amount of volume and already have some pricing, because we may be able to stack some of our discount on top of that. Just kind of depends on what they're getting and which supplier.
Interesting. That's huge. I didn't realize that if you already had a program, if you already had like an account with Sherwin-Williams, they're giving you a discount. you could potentially stack your program on top of what you're already getting. That's good to know.
Yeah, you're not going to be able to stack with the whole. So again, if you've got an existing account and you're getting 20-30% off, you're probably going to get another 10 or 20% off because our pricing is better, and you don't have to go get a new account. We just let them know that you're our customer or part of our co-op, and they're going to adjust your pricing card, and you go in and shop just like you always do. And you know, one other thing on paint, Ken, that a lot of people overlook, because I hear people say all the time, well, my contractor buys the paint. Well, when your contractor buys your paint, you don't have any historical record of any of the SKUs, colors, anything that you've bought.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one reason that I buy all my own paint, but my contractors paint for me.
Yeah.
It gives me all the control. I make sure I'm not going to get gouged on paint. And I also have all the historical colors and everything else.
That's huge. So, you know, you and I talked before the program, and I think we're potentially going to be able to offer folks a membership in your program and actually waive the $99 fee. Is that right?
Absolutely. So if anybody wants to take advantage of Community Buying Group, you can go to CBG. It's like Community Buying Group, CBG, the word perks, PERKS.com, CBGPerks.com/DealFarm.
That's awesome.
And if you go to that URL, you won't have to pay the $99 fee. We'll know that you're coming in from Ken's podcast and that you're one of his guests, and you will bypass having to pay that $99 and have access to everything that we do. There's nothing to buy from us. We don't have a product. We don't have something to sell you. We just want to help real estate investors be more successful and maybe save them some money along the way.
Well, man, I appreciate you doing that for our members. Again, we'll put that in the show notes, folks, cbgperks.com/DealFarm. And really, there's nothing to lose. There's no cost associated with it. You sign up and you get any of the perks you're interested in without any sort of yearly fee. I mean, no reason not to check it out. Ben, thanks so much for coming on the show, man. This was great. Hopefully our listeners get a lot of value out of the Community Buying Group.
Awesome. Sounds great. Thanks again,
Ken. Thanks, Ben. Take care, buddy. Hey folks, it's Ken again, and I want to talk to you for just a quick second about becoming a private lender with our company, Georgia Residential Partners. If you've got money right now sitting on the sidelines, maybe it's in a bank account earning less than 1%, or maybe it's in the stock market and you're worried about where the stock market is headed, you might want to consider becoming a private lender with our company. Where you might be getting 1% to 2% on a CD or a money market account right now, when you become a private lender with us, you're actually well into the double digits in terms of return on investment. Again, if you've got money that's not working for you right now, it's sitting on the sidelines, and you want to get it into investment that's safe, that's passive, and has the opportunity to get you well into the double digits, please reach out to me. You can actually contact us through our website at dealfarm.net. Go to the Contact Us page. It goes right into my inbox, and I will reply and set up a time to talk. Thanks so much for listening to The Deal Farm. We'll see you on the next episode. Take care.